Boko Haram laughs at the Nigerian government. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas in Russia. And a mission trip inspires young people to start something new. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A ceasefire in Nigeria between the government and Boko Haram is anything but a ceasefire. The ceasefire announcement was made by the Nigerian government October 17th, but the terrorist group is mocking those claims, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
The head of Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, basically laughing at the idea that there would be a ceasefire, saying, no, there's not a ceasefire. None of the people we've abducted are going to be released. In fact, he said the girls from Chibok have all converted to Islam and been married off, so they're at home with their husbands. They're never coming back.
Nettleton believes the ceasefire announcement is a political move. While there is great uncertainty in Nigeria, Nettleton says,
we do hear some encouraging stories. Stories of Muslims coming to know Christ, Christians who are still doing ministry in spite of the risk.
Support VOM's work with persecuted Christians through a link at our website. Next, tensions continue rising in Ukraine. Pro-Russian separatists actually held elections over the weekend and named their leader, but Western Ukraine's calling it a farce. Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian Ministries, reports School Without Walls students are helping around 2,000 refugees by bringing food, medicine, and encouragement. They're asking for your prayers for restoration of all that has been lost or damaged in the conflict. There are more ways you can help at our website. This is Mission Network News. In today's world, more kids are at risk of being trafficked than ever before. The number of child trafficking victims keeps rising by 1% each year, and officials call those figures an underestimate. Family Christian Store's Steve Biondo says they're working with Destiny Rescue to fight the scourge in Jesus' name.
Our relationship with them is really just in its infancy. We've been partnered and walking with them for 2 years now. An initiative that we have coming up is our first big effort.
Check out Destiny Rescue and learn more about their work with Family Christian at missionnetworknews.org.
They work at the very bottom of the process of rescue, so in the brothels, in the dark places, in the evil streets, inviting girls, children out into places of restoration.
Tune in and keep an eye on our website during the next couple of weeks to find out why they're focusing on the Dominican Republic and what you can do during the last week of November to help. Meanwhile, have you ever gotten a gift that impacted your understanding of Christ's gift of salvation? Why not pass that forward this Christmas with SOAR International's help? Joanna Mangione of SOAR tells us about Stuff a Stocking.
We have large stockings, and they are stuffed with hygiene items and school supplies, some gloves, hats, some snacks, some small toys, and we bring these into the orphanages along with other pastors that we partner with to visit with the orphans and give them these items.
This quick project has long-term benefits, allowing local pastors entry into the orphanages.
So it's so much more than just Westerners coming in with these awesome gifts. It's a bridge so that the ministry can continue. It doesn't end when we leave from there. When you purchase to sponsor a stocking, you are also helping the ministry to continue even after that stocking is emptied.
Visit our website to see all the ways you can get involved with Stuff a Stocking. And 8 people are working to make the impossible possible. Kids Alive International reports after a mission trip to Zambia, the group felt moved to start a nonprofit organization called Cottages for Kids. This organization's trying to raise $200,000 to build 3 orphanages in Zambia. The orphanages will give kids safe homes, a place to learn, and a way to connect with God. Pray that Cottages for Kids will meet their fundraising goal. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.